Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Jason Lippert. He is the CEO of Lippert Industries. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rhea. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you back. It's been a little while.
Doesn't seem like it, but I think it has.
Yeah, I think it was during the pandemic, actually.
Wow, man. I already track time through that period. That's all I can say.
I'm with you. Listen, the reason that we have you here today is in 2022, one of the biggest things that a lot of people are talking about is the quiet quitting, the great resignation. We're also seeing with crew the world over, there seems to be a lack of crew coming into the industry, as well as a lack of maintaining the crew that are currently there. Now, there's a great many reasons when you do the research that goes into that, pay being one of them, of course, but there's quite a few other ones as well. Now, with Lippert, over the past few years, you have now grown to 15,000 employees. So what that means is not only are you retaining your current employees, but you're gaining at quite a rate. You have a very unique company culture. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So unfortunately it's unique. It shouldn't be that unique. It's really just values-based, and we focus on holding our team members across the organization accountable to the values on a daily basis. And it's real simple. When you do that on a regular and consistent basis, and your team members can count on the fact that the leadership is living out the values and holding people accountable to the values, and which is unfortunately uncommon. And people say, I'd rather show up at a place like that than some of these other places I've worked. And then they stay longer. Leadership is what keeps them there. The values are what keeps them there. And I just think that's why so many people are quitting, is because the values and adherence to values by leaders in the company are very consistent.
So really, it's sort of from the top down. It's how you portray yourself, what you're willing to do. Now, you yourself, within Lippert Industries, started on the ground floor, and you worked your way up, much like anybody else has the possibility of doing. So when you are in a conversation with your employees, or have an issue that needs to be addressed, you have an understanding with that, whereas some other CEOs don't necessarily have that understanding.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, like a lot of people, I learned the wrong way. I mean, that was back in the mid-90s, but I remember when I came into the weld shops, a course of leaders or managers going about their day and entailed yelling at people and a lot of bad language, just a lot of things that leaders back in the day got away with. And what I've learned over the years is that people get promoted for the wrong reasons. They get promoted because they know the job or the work really well. They know people well. They tend to be on time or show up most of the time. And none of those reasons are why people should get promoted to leadership. So what we do in our company today is promote based on values and based on leader qualities. And once you do those things, you can start innovating in culture and doing some things that a lot of other businesses aren't. But it all starts with the values.
Well, you have a unique program as well. I keep saying unique, but it is unique. Such a shame that I have to use that word. But you also support in every single one of your locations, and you are worldwide, but you support volunteering by your employees.
Right. Yeah, that's right. So we try to do over 100,000 hours of community service every year. It's just a math problem for us. We have got 100 divisions, and we just try to get all of our team members to volunteer a little bit. Some volunteer more than others, but this year, we've got over a 70% participation rate, which is really good. I mean, 70% of our team members are volunteering. We track it. We track the charities we serve, and we have a philanthropy staff or a community impact staff that really is there driving, setting up all these events with all the different communities that we have facilities and team members in, so that it's as simple as somebody, a plant leader saying, hey, look, we've got a serving event this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We're going to go do this or we're going to go do that. Show up with your families. And it's really not a lot of work for people to do. But we have to have that staff to do all the work on the back end to make it easy for your team members to just say, yeah, I really don't have a reason not to show up. And a lot of my other team members are showing up. So I guess we can show up. And what we've found is that once a team member comes, and sometimes they bring the family, sometimes they come alone, but once they come, they tend to repeat because they just like serving with their teammates. They get to know them outside of work a little bit, and they serve the community at the same time. So we've accumulated what we feel over 700,000 hours of community service just based on our own team members serving through the events that we set up.
How does that relate to your customers? Because a lot of times the focus is on the customers, but the focus isn't on the employees. Have you seen that you see an increase in customers, you see an increase in just overall respect for the company because you take care of your employees?
Yeah, I think businesses want to do business with other businesses that they feel are good stewards of the community, good stewards of the people, doing the right things. And so, yeah, we see high retention over time. We see a lot of new business. Obviously, we've grown from a couple billion to 5 billion over the last few years. And some of that's been through acquisition, but there's been a tremendous amount of organic growth, which is new customer acquisitions. We'll do business with people that are out there doing good. And that's what we kind of our company motto is. We can be a business that's a force for good out there by treating our team members really well and really honoring the values and living out the values, so the team members have a good experience for the 40 or 50 hours a week they're inside the business, and they're not beat down, but they're encouraged and cheered on life and personal and professional life. But also that we're out there being a good example and showing other businesses that they can, you know, that they too can serve as a company. And how cool would it be if, you know, every business in the world had some kind of serving platform where it's just what we did as a business is use part of our time and our talents of the people that we have here for 40 or 50 hours a week to go out and serve the communities we live and work in.
So before I let you go, is there any advice that you would give to a CEO that is taking a look at his company right now? Not only are they losing the employees that they've had for years, but they're having trouble attracting new employees. And as a result, things are just going absolutely chaotic. What would you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, my two cents is that I've got a lot to say in that, but my two cents, I guess the first thing off the top of my head would be just be that people have a choice to stay at your company or go someplace else. So this whole talk about client quitting and all these people leaving the workforce, it's largely due to the company culture and leadership, which are both tied together. I truly believe that if people love their leader or they love the culture, they love what the company does, there's no reason for them to leave. Most people have to work. I think they prefer to work at a place where there is serving, there is accountability and values that live and breathe on a day-to-day basis. There are great leaders that are serving their team. So I really feel that team members that come to companies like those, they're just going to stay over the long term. And the other thing is be bold. I mean, you can't really have a great culture unless you're being bold and intentional about creating a culture that stands out and is different from a lot of the other businesses out there. To do serving or to have a culture officer and a culture staff like we have, I mean, those are bold moves. It takes resources and time and energy and taking a path that's different from what most companies do out there. But to do those things, you got to be bold and intentional. And that'd be my advice to CEOs out there that are trying to figure out how can we differentiate ourselves from every other company out there.
Jason, I want to say thank you for your time. It's very much appreciated, and also your advice.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Jason Lippert. He is the CEO of Lippert Industries. We will provide all the details underneath this interview when it airs. You have been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I've been your host. We'll see you again next time.